We now have the part two feature. The RSPB Big Garden Birdwatch 2017 will take place from January the 28th to the 30th. Rupert Masefield of the RSPB wrote this week to tell us how we can attract more birds into our gardens. And here is David Potten to read Rupert's article.
Being able to look back at 37 years' worth of data on bird numbers in our gardens is quite a powerful thing. Since the Birdwatch started, there have been winners and losers among the birds that make use of our gardens as places to shelter, feed, and even mate, nest and rear their young. Gardens are a significant and important habitat, a home for birds and other wildlife, or at least they can be, if we decide that's what we want to make them. This week, I want to persuade you of why we should all be going wild in our gardens and share a few ideas for simple things we can all do to transform them, or any outside space, however small or large, into a haven for wildlife. I don't know anyone who hasn't at some time enjoyed being in a garden. Young or old, green-fingered Alan Titchmarsh or serial plant killer, hermit-like recluse or a gregarious social butterfly, gardens are for all of us. While we may put our gardens or yards or windowsills to any number of uses, from growing food to adorning our houses with decorative plants, it is the presence of nature that makes a garden a garden. Not only for aesthetic or philosophical reasons either. Without bees and other pollinators, many flowering garden plants and trees would fail to reproduce. Gardens are modified ecosystems that depend on nature as much as a woodland or a riverbank. The nature and wildlife that will be attracted to and make itself a home in our gardens depends on the environment we create there. So what exactly should we build to bring nature into our gardens? All creatures essentially need the same three things, and they are the things people need: food, water, and shelter. Provide these three things and wildlife will very quickly seek out and colonise your garden. The tricky thing is, there is a huge variety of different kinds of food, different ways of obtaining water, and different types of shelter that different creatures need. Where to begin? Here are a few ideas to get you started. Grow a tree for wildlife. Trees offer song perches, nesting sites, safe retreats, blossom, foliage, and highways in the sky. They're simply brilliant for wildlife. There are trees for every size of garden, and they also store carbon, helping in their own way to combat climate change. Sow a poppy patch. Poppies, and other annual plants, grow from seed to a mass of flowers in a few months, providing a buffet for bees, food for birds, and dense cover for other creatures. Pollinating insects, birds and bats are having a tough time finding food to eat, as many of their natural habitats are being wiped out. Even if you don't have a garden at all, wild flowers will grow just as well in a window box, and then you'll get bees and butterflies coming right to your window. Build a bird or a bat box. Put up a nest box in your garden and give birds a safe home where they can raise their chicks. Numbers of many garden birds are falling, and one of the causes is the loss of suitable places for them to nest. The good news is that lots of these birds, such as starlings, readily take to new nest boxes we put up. You can put up a nest box whenever you like, but early spring is ideal, ready for the nesting season. Putting up a bat box gives these nighttime creatures somewhere safe to roost, raise their young and sleep during the day. Bats are having a tough time finding food to eat, and many of their natural roosting places are being damaged and destroyed. You'll want to keep an eye out for common pipistrelle. They are one of our smallest bats, weighing the same as 10 paperclips, and are small enough to fit in a matchbox. If you don't have time or the right tools to make a bat box, why not buy one or several? Research shows that you're more likely to get bats roosting if you have several boxes up near each other. You can visit shopping.rspb.org.uk to find the perfect bird or bat home. Open a bird cafe. By feeding birds, your garden may be visited all year round. It's an easy activity to get kids involved with nature. It's in winter that you will probably get the fastest results from putting up feeders, but any time is fine. Again, the RSPB shop can help with ideas. shopping.rspb.org.uk. Bring your garden to life with dead wood. Use old dead logs to create an inviting home and feeding ground for insects, toads, newts and bees. All the rotting wood, flaking bark and maze of little gaps between the logs is heaven for a wide range of wildlife. You won't see much going on at first, as these creatures like to hide in the dark. But if you turn one of the logs over in the day, you can watch plenty of creepy crawlies scurrying away out of the light. At night, look for woodlice, snails and wood mice emerging from shady woodpiles. If you made a log pile in the sun, look for solitary bees seeking nest holes. Dig for glory with a wildlife pond. There's something enchanting about sitting next to a garden pond, and it's amazing how quickly wildlife will find it. Even a tiny pond made out of an old washing-up bowl will quickly come to life with pond skaters, freshwater shrimps, and, if you're lucky, even damselflies and dragonflies. And frogs and newts are likely within a year. And finally, start decomposing. A wildlife-friendly compost heap provides a satisfying feast for woodlice and worms, and in turn can be a brilliant place for toads, slow worms, and even grass snakes. A compost heap is also, of course, a great way to turn waste material from your garden and kitchen into lovely, wholesome compost to put back on your garden.